As we return, I invite you to find a place to lie down. And you can choose to turn off your camera or leave it on. Just feel what is most supportive of you. Wherever you lie down, make sure it is a warm place. And I will put myself off camera for now, just my voice. So notice what happens when you feel the floor or the bed holding you. Pay attention to the places where you are still going. Are you still contracting the muscles of your hands? These beautiful hands that do so much, especially during our waking life. Do you feel your jaw still connected to words and attempting to move, even though the lips are not moving? There is just that intention to move forward, to speak our mind. See, when you relax the jaw, how the muscles of the neck and the upper torso follow suit, how they follow that invitation to lean back, to connect with that is holding you without asking anything in return. The soil, the earth, the floor, the bed does not ask for anything in return. They fulfill their destiny by supporting you. So really honor this time of allowing support. And see what works for you. If you need to bend your knees and place your feet on the floor to take care of your lower back, if you prefer to stretch out your knees, see what works. And now in your next in-breath, pay attention to your diaphragm. That dome-shaped structure, a passageway between your abdominal cavity and your chest. Without forcing your breath, meaning without trying to breathe deeply or not, just see what happens with that diaphragm as you breathe in and out. And when I say see what happens, I mean feel what happens. You do not need to know and describe the movement. Feel what you have done since you were born in this body. Now imagine your diaphragm as the ceiling of a beautiful temple. And when I say beautiful, I mean sacred. Now descend with your awareness through the very active abdominal cavity that holds so much of our digestive qualities and our fertility. And move with your awareness all the way down to the floor within yourself. There is a ball, butterfly-shaped structure that we call the pelvis. And right at the bottom of the pelvis, there are these muscles that act as the floor of our abdominal cavity. Like the ocean, we have a floor. Like the forest, there is a floor. As daughters of Mother Earth, we mirror her in every way. So trust, if you can, the sanctity of your floor, because it's not yours alone, it's the earth. If any memories come up of violations to that floor, I recommend that you bow to them, acknowledge, be present, and invite them to just be with you in this exploration for now. Remind them of how spacious your floor is, how inclusive, how supportive. Because again, it's not just yours, but a speck of the earth herself. Now feel the relationship between your diaphragm like a cupola, the cupola of your inner temple, and the ball of your pelvis, with that flexible and yet impenetrable floor. And feel the intimate relationship between the movement of the diaphragm and the solidity and flexibility of your pelvic floor. The diaphragm tends to be more young. It likes movement. It moves every time air moves in and out. The bottom of your ocean is much more quiet, less inclined to move, less whimsical, more steady. Feel the ripples of your breath echoing at the very bottom of your ocean. Your breath can be choppy like the waves on the surface of the big ocean. The bottom feels the choppiness, but it doesn't lose. It's quiet. It feels the choppiness, but it doesn't need to join in the choppy water. Only you can tell how deep your ocean goes. Maybe it is bottomless, but at this stage on the floor of your pelvis, feel the solidity, the quiet, the ancient the very, very old bench. That you can rest on, that you can sit, lie down. Nobody is watching. Not even your rational mind. You just are. And maybe you even are not. as deep as I ever went into the forest. I came upon an old stone bench, very, very old. And around it, a clearing. And beyond that, trees taller and older than I ever seen. Such silence. It really wasn't far from a town, but all the clocks in the world had stopped. Sometimes it is a hint, a possibility. Sometimes what is magical has roots deeper than reason. I hope everyone knows that. I sat on the bench, waiting for something. An angel, perhaps. Or dancers with the legs of goats. No, I didn't see either. But only I think because I didn't stay long enough. It is our birthright to stay as long as needed, as long as wanted, as long as longed for. Pay attention to what happens in that silence. Pay attention to the movement within you to want to fill in the blank. Stay in the blank, in the pure darkness at the bottom of your ocean. And if you can't stay, know that there is a possibility. To descend to that space and come back up to where you feel is the right stage for you. You're not missing out. You know it is there. You know it is available and waiting for you. In your next inhalation, feel the relationship between the diaphragm and the floor of your pelvis. And as you exhale, if you want, make a soft sound. Repeat a few times. Inhale, and as you exhale, make a soft and as you make the sound, notice the relationship between your diaphragm and your pelvic floor. When you complete that cycle of breath, if you are following the sounds, next time you breathe out, you will use the sound you may notice that the air comes out faster this time. Please allow it. If this is too much, go back to the gentle S sound. If not, play with the for a few cycles of breath. All the while noticing the relationship between your diaphragm and the floor of your ocean. Complete this cycle of breath. And for those of you who are following the sounds, this time you will breathe out with a long. You may notice that the air comes out even faster. If that is the case, allow that to happen. And repeat the sound for a few cycles of breath. Paying attention to the relationship between the diaphragm and the floor of your belly. Complete the cycle of breath, and if you're following the sounds, fall back into the silence of your breath. And into the deep quiet of your pelvic floor. So these exercises can help you locate those muscles. And if you would like, as you practice with the sounds, you can offer a little bit of resistance to the echo of the sound by tightening the pelvic floor muscles. Which is as simple as what you do when you hold your pee. If the sounds are too gentle for you to echo the pelvic floor, you can fake a cough. Or you can blow into a fist. You make a fist with your hand and you blow into it as if you were blowing a balloon. And you'll feel the diaphragm descending and pushing against the pelvic floor. And then you contract the muscles of the pelvic floor. And you send that echo back to the diaphragm. Remember that the pelvic floor has a different energetic signature than the diaphragm. The diaphragm is more young, more active, more ready to respond. The pelvic floor is more yin, more quiet. It takes time to respond if it ever wants to respond. So if you tend to be very responsive and very quick to fill in the blanks, see if you want to fall back down into this layer of you, closer, if not at the floor of your belly. If you feel a tendency to remain in the quiet and in the silence, so long that you feel asphyxiated or stagnant, then connect with your diaphragm. Connect with that aspect of you that is ready to respond, that is ready to bring that water from the deepest depth of your being out into the world through your breath, activating the vocal cords and flowing it out. To touch, to move, to inspire others. Not necessarily human, others. Either way, stay in the quiet of the floor, aware of the possibility of rising at some point. Now complete a full cycle of aware breath. And yes, many thoughts move through our awareness. It's okay. We all know them. We all have them. Remember that we can come to this place of silence and quiet, to this spaciousness in the dark, to this feeling of being held in time. We are curious about it. We have a need for it. We have a longing. It's inside. So now feel how your body would like to move. Stay in that place of curiosity. How does my leg want to move? My foot, my arm. Am I rolling? Am I turning? Find a way to stand up, and if you don't feel like standing up, then don't. You can watch the video later.